This is CPR News. I'm Nathan Fernando Frescas. The Aspen Acres fire burning in Pueblo and Custer counties is now 35,000 acres and growing. The town of Wetmore is under a mandatory evacuation order. Phil Daniels with the State Department of Fire Prevention and Control is the current incident commander. He didn't mince words.
There will be additional structures lost. Some may have already been lost. We don't know about them. But there will be expansion of this fire.
A federal command team from Alaska will take over tomorrow. Authorities say there could be 1,000 personnel assigned to the effort in the next few days. And the lineup is set for what will be the state's most contested congressional race in November. Republican incumbent Gabe Evans will face Democratic State Representative Manny Rudinell in the 8th Congressional District. Rudinell says he'll fight for the people in the district and wasted no time in tying Evans to President Trump.
Donald Trump and Gabe Evans are making life impossible for the working people of this district. They're raising health care costs, food costs are going up.
Meanwhile, Evans defended his party's control in Washington.
You know, my Democrat opponent has been a rubber stamp for the out-of-touch, out-of-control policies of state Democrats in Colorado. And again, those poll worse than anybody on the Republican side.
Both parties see the seat as key to taking the House. Meanwhile, Victor Marks has taken the lead in the GOP primary race for governor. Barbara Kirkmeyer has held a consistent but narrow lead most of the day. The race is still within 0.3%, and that's way too close to call. This is CPR News. It's 7:06.